road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
This day, the Feingold campaign van is on the road logging some miles with us. But since Russ Feingold was first elected U.S. Senator in 1992, his wheels have logged more than 300,000 miles across Wisconsin. The latest Feingold van is slightly more upscale than the one he rumbled around in 12 years ago, just slightly.
It's pretty odd to be in a distinct minority when you're not a millionaire. And that's what I am. I am in the minority in the United States Senate because I don't have $1 million in net worth. I believe people in Wisconsin probably like having one senator who is of average means.
This election, Feingold finds himself running against two multimillionaires in the pack of Republicans who want his seat.
Proud product of Wisconsin.
One of them, Russ Darrow, has already started airing lots of TV ads. But because of Feingold's signature campaign finance legislation, there have been changes made to the way campaigns are run, including the so-called Stand By Your Ad provision, as seen in the senator's own first commercial of the campaign.
I'm U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, and I approve this message.
Campaign finance reform is one of the issues that citizens in Appleton ask Feingold about.
What is step two with you and John McCain?
I'm trying to convince McCain to go along with a public financing proposal like the kind that worked when I first ran. When I first ran for the state senate, I was 29 years old. I had no money. Wisconsin had a good law at the time. If you could raise $17,000 of your own, the state would give you a check for $17,000 to match it from voluntary contributions from citizens. That's the only reason I'm here today.
As Russ Feingold ventures down the streets of Appleton, it's clear he's seen a lot of this state. He says he's conducted 850 listening sessions across Wisconsin since first being elected U.S. Senator.
I know there's good coffee here because I've been here before.
Yes, there is.
Over morning coffee, Gail Hart asks Feingold, who's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, about the administration's strategy in Iraq.
They thought, for some reason, despite the warnings we gave them, that it was going to be this, you know, military thing that we'd win quickly and then it would not be that difficult afterwards. So they didn't have a plan.
In the town of Freedom, lunchtime at the Leap Inn brings a Salisbury steak special.
I'm Senator Russ Feingold. I'm here disrupting everybody's lunch.
What's
your name?
Big Mike Woods.
Big Mike Woods?
Yep.
I like that name.
And Big Mike Woods asked the senator about the high price of gas. At the station in Freedom, it's going for between $2.13 and $2.31 a gallon. Feingold says to reduce dependence on oil, he favors not just alternative fuels, but giving incentives for using renewable energy sources. A couple of stools down, welder Brad Dickrell talks trade.
We have made it too attractive for companies to move overseas. You know, when a company can pay somebody 27 cents an hour in China, we'd like them to be patriotic and stay here, but you kind of make it a little too attractive to them. I don't think we should have made that deal with China.
At a Green Bay location where pulp-bearing logs roll past on locomotives, it's the cost of health care that prompts small business owner Kathy Zeitler to take the floor.
I can't afford hardly anything that's decent insurance.
We can't leave that burden on you anymore. I think we have to get involved and pass a guaranteed health care coverage for all Americans. But here's how I think we ought to do it. A lot of people hear that and they get nervous. They think it's going to be like Canada or Great Britain. We don't have to do it that way. We can do it American style. And that to me means that each state would be given a lot of flexibility to figure out how to do it, but they got to make sure that everybody, including you, is covered.
Feingold says the government cost of providing health care to the uninsured would be greatly offset by reducing what he calls the extreme profits of some insurance companies and by reducing the most expensive form of medical care, emergency room visits.
Actually, when the senator mentioned this program, I am truly excited, and I know, I mean, I work mostly with small businesses. I make signs for a living, mm-hmm. And so if it comes in there, you know, that is an issue with them. And for their family as well. So it gives me hope.
Feingold confidently stands by his two-term record and is traveling the state armed with new proposals like guaranteed health care. Though not a betting man, he's counting on voters to keep him on the road again as U.S. Senator for another 6 years.
I can't wait to get on the road again.